You're listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, episode 398. Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, the podcast that is designed for female entrepreneurs who want to make more money in a way that is in alignment for them. If you're looking for practical advice, proven strategies, and expert insights to help you navigate the challenges of growing your business, then you've come to the right place. Welcome, my friend. I am your host, Angela Henderson, a proud Canadian living in beautiful Australia, and I'm a business coach, consultant, and strategist who has helped thousands of women around the world build successful businesses. Through solo episodes and interviews with successful business owners, industry experts, and thought leaders, you'll get insider insights into what it takes to succeed in today's digital age. Whether you're struggling to scale your business, looking for ways to boost your productivity, or seeking ways to overcome the challenges of being an entrepreneur, this show has everything you need to succeed and more. So subscribe, pop your headphones on, and get ready to creating the business and life you deserve today by allowing the Angela Henderson Online Business Show help you create a winning strategy, develop the right mindset, and build lasting wealth. Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome back to another podcast episode with me, your host, Angela Henderson Consulting, where today I'm going to just share a little bit about the tears I shed this last week. Now, some people say, you know, I've been told to be quiet, don't be too vulnerable, don't give too much insight, be strong, be masculine, be all those things. And I say, fuck all those things, because it is important, in my opinion, to share the good things, to share the bad things, to be able to communicate that it is safe to share these things as a woman in business, as a man in business. And I'm sick of what we're told we should and shouldn't do. And this last week for me was really a fascinating week. I mean, it's actually really been a fascinating month, if I'm honest. I got some news from some family members back home about some unfortunate things that are going on in their world, which I shed tears of sadness. And then when I was in Bali, there was just tears of joy, tears of sadness shed there also in regards to being able to run a women in business retreat with amazing humans, but also this sadness and also proudness when we went to the orphanage in Bali to see those delightful children and how we're going to be able to change their lives by sponsoring them, but also reflecting on the impact that we can have as business owners. And so there was a combination of tears shed around that. And the tears didn't stop this month, as last week I was at my 3-day Women in Business conference. And there was a profound moment where I was at the back of the room watching everyone do their breathwork session with Lou. So, you know, 100 amazing humans on the floor, really getting into, do you know what I mean, going past their limits, pushing through and getting them to that next level. And I sat there as I scanned the room to make sure that everyone was okay. And as I was scanning that room, I had this full body experience that I've never had before, where it was just profound joy. And it was like I found home. And I know it might sound corny, but that's the only way that I can describe it, knowing that as I looked at these 100 amazing humans who were sitting there doing the work on themselves, transforming right in front of me, that I knew I was here meant to do what I am doing, helping women around the world to create amazing businesses. But also as I go into our third business, the Healing Center of Australia, because where I believe heal people, hurt people, hurt people, there is just this sense of calm because I know I'm on the right path. And from that, though, the tears again did not stop, because I then got back from the 3-day Women in Business retreat, and the messages that I have received have left me absolutely speechless. And that's really hard for someone who's been podcasting for 6 years, someone who speaks all the time. I had nothing. But the tears said everything as they streamed down my cheeks, as they went into my mouth, and you get that salty taste from the tears. And I wanted to share a few of these things because I think it's important that we share our experiences, we share what others are saying, and that we and I allow you, for those that may need permission because they've never been given permission before, to dream bigger, to do bigger, to be more vulnerable, to share success, to share wealth, to question whether or not you're doing what you want to do or whether or not you're doing something because you've been told to do it. Because when I was at that 3-day Women in Business conference, when I was in Bali, I know I'm doing exactly what I meant to do, and it's only going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. Quick question. Have you ever spoken at an event, felt amazing, got great feedback, and then absolutely nothing happened? No leads, no bookings, no new clients, just applause and then absolute crickets. I see it happen all the time. Not because your talk wasn't good, but because most talks aren't built to do anything. That's why I have to tell you about Booked in 20, a powerhouse workshop created by my friend Jacqueline Brooker, who is a certified speaking professional and founder of Any Given Tuesday. Jacqueline has helped hundreds of entrepreneurs turn 20-minute talks, such as panels, guest spots, networking events, into 4, 5, and 6 figures revenue. And this workshop unpacks her full framework. So whether you speak often or know you need to start speaking, this will help you turn your voice into a serious business tool. She normally charges $100 for this particular workshop, but she's joined up with me to give you the opportunity to access this completely free. Just head to the show notes at angelahenderson.com.au, click on podcast episode 443, and you'll be able to access this workshop absolutely free. And watch how your next talk changes everything. So let me share a few messages that I received from amazing humans over the last little while so you too could see and maybe feel what it was like.
Hi, Ange. I don't know where really to begin. The last weekend has been one of the best so far. I was freaking very scared and almost back out from the presentation, but you and everyone were so supportive. The conference was amazeballs, the energy, the connections, the conversations. It made me realize how blessed I am to be in this space with people like you and everyone in our community. Every day, I know I chose the best coach there is. You are a legend, Ange, and you attract the best women in your tribe. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for this opportunity. It means more to me than I can put into words. Thank you.
I then also received an email from MG. She's over in WA here in Australia, an amazing human doing amazing things. And her email to me was just one of the ones that I was like, wow. It said, hey, Ange, just wanted to send you an email after the event and say a huge thank you. You are such a breath of fresh air in this industry, and the conference was the most enjoyable one I have ever been to. The way you balanced work and life throughout is such a strong reflection of what you stand for, and I'm so grateful. This is the way you are modeling business should be done. I learned a lot, but more importantly, I feel so much more connected with myself, my business, and others. I actually have tears writing this when I think about it. I have fucking loved watching your journey over the years, and I'm basically a long-term raving fan now. Can't wait to see the Healing Center of Australia come to life, and I'll be hands-on help for the Perth branch when it happens. Much love and gratitude to you, you beautiful human. I'll be back next year. And then over on Instagram, I received another amazing message from Haley. And I actually met her earlier this year in Thailand. And it was really a privilege to also get this particular message.
Hey, Ange, I just wanted to say thank you so, so much for a wonderful weekend. It is one of the best events that I've ever been to. It's the only event that I've ever been to where I've left with a regulated nervous system, which is phenomenal. And I love how you touched on all aspects of head and heart throughout the 3 days. The connections that I made throughout the couple of the 3 days have been life-changing and have put me on the trajectory for what I need to move forward in my life and in my business. And there was just continual gold in terms of prompts and things to think about that are not just business related that impact everything. And I just want to thank you wholeheartedly and express my sincerest gratitude for this wonderful, wonderful weekend. It cut me off. I did say I tried to come and say goodbye, and there was always just people with you. And then I needed to run off with Jane. And yeah, I just want to wrap up by saying I'm so grateful that our paths have crossed, and I look forward to attending future events that are run by you. And I'm looking into next year to, I'll reach out to do some business coaching with you, business mentoring. I can see that you'll be a really great fit for me. And yeah, I will be telling everyone and anyone that I know about you and that I haven't already, and will be recommending you left, right, and center because I just love what you're about.
And there is one other one that I also received in addition to other emails and things like that. But she sent me this message and it was just another one that just brought me sincere happiness. And this is it here.
The conference was the best 3 days. I'm still riding the high from it days later now that I'm back in Sydney. Thanks, Ange, for putting together such a thoughtful, personalized and thought-provoking conference with genuine connection and intention. For a time of year when most of us are usually feeling quite depleted and dragging ourselves to the finish line, I feel energized, I feel purposeful, and I'm ready to kick goals, not just for 2025, but also for the rest of 2024. Thanks again.
So I share these with you because it's just important to remember why we're doing what we're doing. Life is short, as I talk often about. My grandmother died on Christmas. My brother died on Mother's Day. And a few months later on New Year's Day, a father type figure died. And then 2 weeks after that, a business friend passed away. Life is extremely, extremely short. And if you're not doing what lights you up, if you look at your calendar and it doesn't bring you joy, I really encourage you to start changing things up. Because the tears I shed this last week are the tears that I needed to remind me that I'm on the right path, that I'm sticking to whatever I want to do. And I'm zigging when everyone else is zagging because everyone's told me that I shouldn't do this and I shouldn't do this and I can't do this. But again, this past month has proven that if I stay true to my alignment, continue taking action, I can do anything I absolutely want to do. And if you're wanting to work with me at the end of 2024, going into 2025, I encourage you to book a call over at angelahenderson.com.au. My spots are actually getting more and more limited. And so if you are wanting to work with me, make sure you reach out. All right. Have a beautiful day, no matter where you are in the world. This is Ange from Angela Henderson Consulting. Bye for now. Thanks for listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, www.angelahenderson.com.au.